Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ben is just digging himself a hole he can't get out of today. He said, talked about Song of the Day, said he doesn't like chocolate.
The
Bill,
breach.
Bill attacked him on that. I mean, come on.
I don't eat fudge. What kind of life are we living?
Come on,
no,
Ben.
He's fine.
Figure it out over there, Ben.
He's his own person.
Segment two, always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Are you needing a new tractor or side-by-side to elevate your operation? Maybe a boat or golf simulator when you want to relax a little bit. Beck's Commitment Rewards Program offers huge savings and interest-free financing on all these items and more. To learn more about the rewards program, go to BecksHybrids.com. And remember the three Fs: faith, family, and farming.
Did some confirmation on the live photo of Sonny. And it went down in Minnesota. That's where it happened. Okay. That's where the photo was. So he's whisking around the Midwest. And you need a little different seed up in Minnesota. It's a shorter growing season. So Sonny has delved into that. He's went into that really hard.
Shorter growing season.
So you have to have a different type of, not a lowbred, a hybrid.
Different hybrid.
Different kind of hybrid seed. And Sonny's doing that. He's running that from Indiana. He's handling that. He's coming out. He's flying out in the G5 for your day out at in New York at the Elks Club.
No pressure there.
Imagine talking in front of Sonny. I couldn't imagine that.
Yeah, I might be backing out of this one.
Getting scared over here.
No pressure. There's food trucks.
Yeah, I'll be there.
There's food trucks.
Your name is on a flyer sponsored
by Beck's. Like that, Beck's is doing everything. And also right now, they are just walking around the state flexing. Look at our crops and look at their crops. Look at this.
They're in other states. So there's several other states involved.
Yes.
Or do they go into Kansas? I would assume yes.
Yes. They're
Midwest.
In Kansas. Anything in the Midwest. Illinois.
So I wonder what that. I wonder Iowa. If the growing season is a little different than Illinois and Kansas.
Probably a little bit. I don't know if the hybrid's different. Trevor, please respond on that so we know.
I bet parts of Illinois, Like the southern part.
The southern tip?
Yeah.
Yes, you're talking about that? The southern tip of Illinois?
Interesting.
Yeah. Possibly.
Bill's becoming
an ag expert. Over
I'm
there.
Ag. I do ag.
I would not say expert.
Just does it.
Say beginning stages of learning. It's impressive.
I'm taking it very seriously.
Yes. How about that connoisseur?
Yes, I'm driving out to Kearney tonight for a speaking engagement, and I will be checking out the crops as I drive.
Please do.
You are working
Please report
hard.
Back. On
so
the
is this a late night?
This will be a late night, but I won't be home till late.
So, but tomorrow you're all in on the show.
I'll be back in on
You'll
the show.
You'll be tired, but you can do it.
Yeah, I'll be right back in.
Eat some steak fat and whip it out,
whip it out the window.
Absolutely. Thanks to BexHybrids.com.
And what are you going to listen to? I'm interested. What will you be listening to on the way back? Talk radio or music?
SEC Media Days. I'll listen to SEC Media Days on the way back. Yes.
The final day.
Yes.
Of Media Days.
Speaking of that,
I don't have the audio of this. I've got a couple quotes from this.
It's good quotes.
Matt, I saw this via Matt Hayes. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, he was at the podium on Monday, but he wasn't done talking yet.
He came back.
He came back to radio. He was on 1010 AM in Jacksonville, Florida yesterday. And says, quote, Georgia was one of the best four teams in the nation and did not get in the playoff. But you didn't see us jumping up and down and complaining and hanging national championship banners, end quote. A not so subtle shot at Florida State.
You know,
Greg Sankey.
You know you're a powerful commissioner when you comment on other teams in other leagues.
Yes.
And get away with it.
Yeah.
And don't look, and it doesn't even look bad. And I
read
have,
that again, Jake.
Yeah, here it was. This is from Greg Sankey. He says, quote, Georgia was one of the best four teams in the nation and did not get in the playoff. But you didn't see us jumping up and down and complaining and hanging national championship banners for them.
Direct shot at the Noles, which I expressed this to you guys. I think it largely fell on deaf ears. Georgia was snubbed and responded like a championship program. Florida State was snubbed and didn't respond like a championship program in any way. Yeah. Now, there was a lot of apologists for Florida State, which I still don't understand. I'm a Noel. I mean, but they didn't respond. Georgia responded. Mm. They won 63-3. Hammered them. That's what championship program does.
That's right.
They don't say, oh, God, well, we got screwed. We won the regular season. We are undefeated.
There's the whiny voice. There's the whiny voice.
I love the whiny voice. I like the whiny voice. I like the whiny voice.
God almighty, it bothered me. It bothered me a lot. Oh, God dang, we're down to our third quarterback.
Keep whining.
I mean, that always angered me because Pelini got no slack when he was down to Kellogg. From you. He didn't get any slack from you, Jake. But you would say Florida State's down there, third guy, Sip. What do you expect? I mean, come on. I'd never want to hear a Nebraska fan take up for Florida State in that way because they don't take up for any coach here when they're down to number three. Right? They don't. Just saying.
Maybe they will now. Maybe people learned their lessons on that. Just saying.
I doubt
possibly.
It. Why does Florida State get such a... I mean, why did they get that grace?
When you
have three good quarterbacks.
In the history of college football, there's been nothing. TCU getting bumped out of the playoffs when they were clearly probably should have been in. You know, they were, second?
Yeah.
And won, and we got bumped out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so that was a lot different, but nothing compares to Georgia. To lose one game on a neutral site and go from 1-6. They went from 1-6.
Lost Alabama.
Lost Alabama on a neutral site.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Close too, right? Was it close?
Yeah, it was like a 20. It was like a 24 set.
Yeah, they lost by three. I thought.
Well, it was, I don't know.
Lost by three. I'm pretty sure too.
Yeah, and nobody took up for Georgia.
No one. There was like, everyone's kind of like, well, you know, Georgia. I think they're a pretty good team too. Yeah, no kidding. They were number one. They're number one. Lost by three. The year before, TCU lost in the Big 12 championship game and still got in.
You're right.
Big 12 team got in. Yep. Big 12 team got in.
And now I want to make something clear. Florida State got snubbed. They did. They were undefeated in the ACC. Now, the ACC wasn't very good last year, but they did. It was a snub. I'm talking about the response to the snub.
Yes.
Not good. Now, the snub was bad, and I understand why they'd be disappointed. But the response, I don't understand.
You go back and watch, I don't have the exact numbers for Georgia last year, but probably one of the most impressive thing that Saban has done, it was when his team was not in the national championship game or whatever it was. No one opted out.
No.
No one opted
in. They went and hammered Kansas State.
Yeah, they're like,
remember?
We're not opting out.
No.
Yeah, we're going to go play.
That's a championship program.
Yeah. That's like, that just tells you just like this place just screams doing things the right way.
Championship program. See, I lost respect for Norvell's program. All those guys opting out and saying they're getting ready for the NFL, not playing, losing 63-3. It's not a good look. It's a terrible look. It's not a bad look. It's a horrible look. And the grace they were shown perplexes me to this day. You got to show up and play.
Was the whiny voice Marty you're talking about here?
No.
Your brother?
No. Marty'd probably be disappointed with his commentary. But no, I don't think.
When you look at teams on how they handle it, the same thing happened. It was part of the demise of Dan Mullen. Was when they went, we beat him in the shoe throw.
Okay, wait game. A second. What year?
What about 2020 or 21?
Oh, the shoe throw game.
The shoe throw
COVID.
Game.
That was COVID.
Yep, and they're still in the SEC championship game, and they take Alabama to the wire, like 44-39, something of that nature. Great game. And then everyone opted out. Mullen even said afterwards, that's not even our team. Our team played their last game in the SEC championship game because this wasn't our team, and they got crushed in the bowl game. Hmm. And so that... A year later, they were gone.
Gone.
A year later,
gone.
The staff was gone.
Now, Bill, I don't know. There's a part of me that I do feel bad for a coach like that when all his players are leaving him, and you got to still go play.
Yeah, I do
game.
Feel bad for him.
But it comes back to just like across the board. It was like the players ran the locker room. Like, what do you mean opting out? Get in here. What are you doing? Yeah. We don't do that.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know my feeling on it. I don't know how you combat it except for culture.
It's just impressive. Yeah. It's just impressive. When you see it, you're like going, that's impressive. Georgia loses, and they're just like, you know, in dismay. They went from 1-6 and said they just got everybody together, and they went and put 63 points on Florida State.
Jackhammered them.
Yeah.
And you're right about Alabama. And that was when they beat Kansas State, Jake. Was that 2 years ago, or was that the COVID year? What year was that when they beat Kansas State in the Sugar Bowl?
Couple years ago, 3 years ago, maybe? I don't know, two or three years ago.
Same type of circumstance, though. They had a disappointing end to the season, but didn't just cave in, go palms up. They went and hammered Kansas State. Now, Kansas State had a pretty good first half, but then Alabama flexed.
It did.
Big flex. I love that game. I was fascinated by the game.
It was a tight game in the first quarter, and they pulled away.
Yeah. Kansas State was badly outmanned.
Yeah.
I mean, badly outmanned, Bill. It was badly outmanned. You saw the SEC versus
that comment is really that's because there's been all this conversation of Florida State's going to find a way to get out, and they're heading to the SEC.
It's a bad.
It didn't sound like it from the quote from Sankey on that one.
Because Sankey's a dude.
Yeah.
He's a dude.
He has a lot of power. He has a lot of
and he didn't
ego
like
for
that
a good reason.
He didn't like that Florida State look. He didn't like that look. He doesn't like this look of them being a disruptive partner, of actively turning their backs on their conference brethren while they're in the conference, just obsessed with getting out. Those guys don't like that. I mean, this is a rough week for Florida State.
Like you mentioned, what do you say it 17 times? We have 16.
Yeah.
We have 16. We love 16. 16 is the ideal number. We have 16. They have a four-day media day. Four days, and they can roll out two of the most elite. Think about this yesterday of this group that just won. Let's get four up for today. Who do you? Let's get Alabama and grab Texas. Then we'll throw Florida in there and then Kentucky. I mean,
How's that sound?
That's the teams that you're talking to. Every day they get a rollout, at least two of elite, of elite, of elite. Big Ten's going to roll out maybe four. Yeah. Ohio State, Oregon,
Penn State.
Michigan, Penn State.
Penn State.
That's you can say, oh, not yeah, well, that's same. Bigger. This is big. They have 18 teams,
it's not the same.
It's not the same top to bottom.
People, and a Nebraska fan's not going to like to hear that, but it's true.
Right now, I mean, there's a time when it was where it was the biggest name going for a great stretch of time.
Yeah.
You go back and think, lost on the missed field goal. Won two in a row, upset in the Big 12 championship game, came back and won. So there was a 5-year run where they were just inches away. Mm-hmm. It was inches away from five.
That's true. Now Big Ten, by the way, no Harbaugh, which is going to be a huge void. Huge void.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything that's
who feels
disheveling.
That
it's just depressing.
It is depressing.
Who feels that depressing?
Yeah, because that was talk about fun. Yeah. Talk about an interview you couldn't wait to hear. Oh,
when he walked in, everything changed.
It did. Yeah. Yeah.
The void will not be filled.
It will not. When we come back, Song of the Day on Early Break in the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.